What is happening, this, that, and those listeners? What's going on, guys? How is everybody doing? You know, I told you guys, I think on Sunday, that I was going to be doing podcasts. They're either going to be definitely coming out on Sundays or Mondays, and I'm going to try to do another one sometime throughout the week. Today falls on Friday. Ideally, it'd be like a Wednesday or a Thursday, let's be honest. But, nevertheless, we're doing it. And again, there will be a new episode on Sunday or Monday. Probably Monday. Tell your friends. So, what do we got going on today? I watched the Fire documentary. I don't know if you guys saw that. Saw some other shit. And we'll just see where this one goes, you know? TGIF. I hate when people say that dumb shit. TGIF. Dude, if you're my real friend, hey, if you're a real friend, don't say TGIF to another friend. Or like, just any of those dumbass things. Don't say them. Don't say TGIF. That's all. Where do we start here? I guess we could start. I've been watching. I've watched one episode just because it came out of the show Dynasties. Have you guys seen that on BBC? Not BBC, BBC, if you know what I'm talking about. But the British, what the fuck does it stand for? British Broadcasting Channel, probably. But they got a new show called Dynasties, where I think they're doing 5 episodes where they follow around 5 different endangered animals for, I don't know if it's a year or what, but the first one, man, they followed this pack of lions. That I think the main one, her name was Charm, like the leader. Dude, BBC, what are you doing to me? It was absolutely heartbreaking. Dude, lions go through a lot of shit. Think they're the king of the jungle, but god damn, it's rough out there for a lion. One of them got, like, one of the boys, the young ones, was just, you know, chilling, went adventuring, and got, like, trapped by 20 hyenas, and and luckily his boy came to the rescue, said, chill. I guess 2 lions is way bigger than 20 hyenas, but my goodness, dude. And then they're like, they show after like fucking wildebeest or something, after they take off and there's no food for the lions, they gotta go out of their range or whatever, and they see this guy like with his all of his cattle, and they're like, you can tell on Charm's face, she's like, I don't know if we should do this, man. And her sons, ignorant motherfuckers, they're like, no, we need to. Long story short, the farmers poison the meat of the cattle, and Charm lost, like, I think it was like her sister and her son, and they just had to leave her son because he couldn't stand up because he was poisoned. Bro, I'm like, all right, that was pretty fucking sad. The main lion, dude, she comes back to check on her son to try to, like, say, come on, let's go, let's go. And he tries to stand up and just falls right over. My God. I am such a bitch. I was so teary-eyed. Like, oh, no, this lion's not going to die. This lion's not going to die. Then the narrator says, that's the last time Charm sees her son alive. It's like, God damn. So, I mean, I get it that, like, nature is nature, but we're for sure not helping this situation. Then, after the show's over, they, like, the guy comes out and he's like, yeah, we actually tried to intervene with that one because it was poison, not, like, it wasn't actually nature. They don't mess around. If it gets fucked up by, like, a hippo or something, they're not going to go after the hippo. They're just going to let it happen. But since it was poison, they tried to help it out, and they're like, yeah, all we can do is keep it comfortable. I'm like, oh, no, no. Man, I am such a bitch when it comes to animals. And, yeah, man, this show is going to be sick. Like I said, I think there's only 5 episodes. There's lions, there's penguins, tigers, monkey, I think chimps, and then I think I saw, like, a wolf one. I tell you what, I bet the fucking penguin one, even though, like, they're not even in my top 5, I bet that one's going to be absolutely terrible to watch. Terrible, like, good, but also terrible, like, I'm going to actually cry. I almost cried yesterday, and I'm a grown-ass man. Dude, it's just, nature is fucking, they're fucking savages. On to some lighter notes, though. Sorry we started that one like that. I saw that Fire documentary on Netflix. You guys see this shit? If you haven't seen it, pause, go watch it, and then listen. Oh my goodness. I don't even know where to start with this. I'll give you, like, a little background of it. And then I guess I could talk about it. I think the idea of this whole thing was, like, an app, right? This Fyre, F-Y-R-E. It was an app. Basically, an easier way to privately book musical artists for, like, birthday parties and private parties and shit. Basically, Uber for musicians. So, they want to promote this. And this guy, I think his name's, like, Billy McFarlane. He buys an island, which I don't know how it works because it gets taken away from him. He buys an island for this festival to promote the fuck out of it for, like, 10,000 people. And they hired 10 of, I think they said, like, the top 25 supermodels. Oh, sorry. To shoot the commercial promoting this big-ass festival. So they get, like, that Bella Hadid chick that's dating The Weeknd or dated The Weeknd. They're just basically, like, trying to promote the shit out of this. I think the app launched in, like, 2016. I don't know if it's still there or not. I probably could have looked. They said they paid Kendall Jenner, like, $250,000 to post on Instagram. And basically, no one knew what the fuck they were getting into. They just saw these people's posts on Instagram and said, oh, okay, let's do that. Right? So, they posted for this music festival, and they had different packages, right? Like, they had these luxury rooms, they had houses you could rent, they had fucking, you could rent a yacht for the weekend. Basically, they sold out in a few days. Sold more tickets than they had room for. How do you make that mistake? I don't know. So they're like, the one dude's like, look, I think all we can make is, I think we can only do tents. I don't see any other way for this to work. And the one fucking dude that was like, yeah, this probably won't work, I think he got fired. He was like a pilot that knew the Bahamas, and they're like, yeah. They're like, you don't think this is going to work? Cool, see ya. So they like bring in these people. They're like, oh, yeah, you probably need, you know, 12 months to safely prepare a festival, like a music festival, you know, which sounds reasonable. How long did they give? 6 weeks. Hey, man. Let's not do that. Let's listen to the professionals. just like so ridiculous. They promised these people all this shit that they didn't have. Really, they didn't have it. And let's just, everyone that went to the festival and everyone that was part of the festival got exactly what they deserved. They did these fucking tents. They put up these awful tents that you find out later were left over from a hurricane that hit the Bahamas. Like hurricane relief tents, basically. And then thank God somebody from the inside was leaking all the info. Like, look, this is what's really going on. You probably should not buy these tickets. So somebody's like posting all this, and almost everyone around McFarlane, Bobby McFarlane, everyone around him is like, yo, we have to be honest. We have to like just tell the truth. We can't keep lying to people. It's just, we're getting ourselves deeper and deeper into this hole. And that dude's like, nah. So instead of like trying to control the damage he's already done, he's like, I got an idea. Let's start making these bracelets that people are going to pay for these like stuff at the festival. And let's just get them to deposit money into that. And we'll take that money. So they raised like, dude, they were out of money. So they needed more money for this thing. Instead of like quitting while they were already down, they're like, get more shovels. Let's dig this thing deeper. Let's go as far as we fucking can. They raised like, it was over $500,000 on these fucking wristbands, I think. Like, again, these people don't know what the fuck they're putting money onto. They just saw a couple hot chicks posted on Instagram and Kendall Jenner and fucking Ja Rule. And they're like, yeah, that's trustworthy. And then, so what else happened? Oh, okay. It was like a few weeks. It might have been like 2 weeks before they didn't have like any money for food or like luxury food. So they fired whoever was in charge of the food. So they don't have food now. They turned off their comments on Instagram and Twitter because people were getting sketched out, like asking what the fuck's going on. Like, basically, these people were selling filet mignon, and they were delivering three-day-old fucking microwaved White Castle burgers. The fucking, dude, the festival site wasn't finished. Rains the night before. Everything is soaked. The beds, the guests, they're all like, they don't know what the hell to do. And they're like, we got to pull the plug. What does that dude say? Nah. So these people start showing up. And it's a fucking shit show. No one knew where they were. There's no electricity. Pitch black. They start like looting. They start like looting toilet paper because they're like, what the fuck is going on here? Every tent's full. And then they drop a bomb. They're like, yeah, there's only one third of the people. Obviously, they can't. Overall, it got canceled. But the airport didn't have planes to take them back to Miami. Really, the only people like I felt bad for were the people that lived in the Bahamas or worked on that island that were like forced into doing this. And like a few of the people in the company that were like trying to get this guy to cancel it. But they also got what they deserved too, because this dude was like putting money on their personal cards and they were okay. They were just going with it. Like, don't do that. This is also a little fun fact. You know how when you see somebody post something on Instagram and they do hashtag advertisement or hashtag ad? That's because of this. Because, like, I guess when these people were posting, like, hashtag fire festival, they were like, being held accountable because they were promoting this thing. And people, since it didn't say that they were advertising it, people thought that they were part of it. What else happened before I... Okay, so this was the other, like, one of the other shitty things this guy did was he called the employees and was like, hey, so we're not firing anyone, but we're not going to be able to pay you anymore, especially in the short term. So he basically forced these people to quit their job because they couldn't do unemployment. The dude was just like a real scumbag. Now, when I say that these people got what they deserved, okay, so the Fyre Festival, they got what they deserved, okay? Because these people basically saw a brochure and they basically were handed like an advertisement, right? So, okay, look at this fire festival. Let's go, let's party. And they're like, oh, okay, here's my money. People were paying like $4,000 for fucking tickets to this thing. So stupid. You don't know what you're buying. You saw one commercial that had a bunch of supermodels running on the beach, and you were like, okay, I'm in. You fucking see Ja Rule. Anything Ja Rule's a part of, hey, I'm out. What was that song Ja Rule did with, Ja Rule was the one that was with Ashanti, right? But this whole thing was so bizarre. These kids got there, and when I say that they got what they deserved, weeks, I think months before this festival happened, they were posting pictures of these fucking tents that looked like a concentration camp, okay? They knew what they were getting into before they went, and they still went. It's, then, oh yeah, so remember how I said they fired the food guy? They fucking gave these kids, like, the night that they got there, styrofoam containers with, like, a fucking deconstructed grilled cheese. They said it was just toast and cheese with, like, the tiniest amount of salad with dressing. And the leaves of the salad looked so soggy, like they were just drenched in dressing all day long. And they were like, oh, fuck, we forgot about this. Here you go, man. But... I don't feel bad for these kids, okay? That's what you get for paying $4,000 because you just saw a fucking advertisement on Instagram. Those rich kids, man, I don't feel bad for them. I really don't. I would if people, like, died, but I don't think anybody died. It was an inconvenience. Oh, how about the, if you did see it, how about the dude that was fully prepared to suck a guy's dick so that they could get water for this, this festival? He was like, the guy at customs, I guess, wanted like $150,000 or $100,000, something. He wanted some amount of money to release, like these trucks of water for these kids. And that McFarland dude told somebody, he's like, hey, you're going to have to go suck this guy's dick so we can get this water. And this guy was fully prepared to do it. Talk about a team player, you know? Somebody told me to suck a dick for some water. Be like, you are fucking crazy. This guy took a shower and was like, all right, let's see it. I guess I got to do what I got to do. But dude, the thing that, like, was one of my favorite parts of this was that Ja Rule was the partner. And, like, just hearing him talk, he's so fucking dorky. He's a big-ass dork. They called themselves the Magic Bird or some bullshit. And they were like, you know, like Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. Magic Bird, because Ja Rule is black and the other dude is white. I think at one point, too, Ja Rule was like, hey, yo, man, this ain't fraud. It was just false advertisement. What? Oh. It was a bizarre. It was a amazing car crash to watch. Because the whole time you watch fucking fire, you're like, oh, there's no way this is going to work. Everybody knew this is not going to work. And these kids are like, supermodels? How much? Double it. Here you go. Take all my money. Now, this guy is in jail, but it was just, it's a fantastic thing to watch. I highly recommend it. I would love to talk to somebody that was there that first night. I would fucking love it. I bet it was crazier than Netflix wants you to think. I want to hear some crazy shit that happened that night. So stupid. They fucking, dude, they knew it wasn't going to work. Everybody knew it wasn't going to work. They were leaking out those pictures of that fucking concentration camp that they were sending these kids to. With these deconstructed fucking grilled cheese sandwiches. And the kids saw a brochure and a couple famous people tweeted or fucking posted it on Instagram. And they're like, I'm in. With no knowledge of what it is. Hey. You get what you got. So dumb. Oh, that's enough of that. Please watch it and let me know what you think. Also, like, a bunch of people told me they heard about it before. And I don't remember this. It was, like, last year that this happened. Or 2 years. Well, 2019. So, like, exactly 2 years ago. It's just fantastic. And if, please God, let someone from that first night get in touch with me so I could have them on. Oh, speaking of guests, by the way, I got a pretty big one in the works that I'm very excited about that hopefully this one happens. This one could be a game changer. But has anyone seen Jack Nicholson lately? I don't know if he is sick. Somebody, I heard that he was sick for like a while, but he made like a public appearance with his son at what is it, a Knicks game or a Lakers game? One of those two. It has to be. I don't know what he is. I don't care really that much about him. But, God, the picture they posted of him looks like he's 100 yards, let's say, too close to a fucking rocket taking off. His face is pulled back. I don't know if it's his son next to him, but it looks like his son was like, "Hey, Dad. Hey, buddy. You want to go for a car ride? Dad, want to go for a car ride?" And he's like, "Yeah, let's go. Oh, let's go." And stuck his head out the window, and the wind's fucking blowing back his face. Yo, his face looks like he did all the drugs. Like, he was like, he was filming something, and somebody was like, "Hey, Jack, I got some blow back there. You want to do it?" He's like, "Okay. Give me all of it." Now, if he's sick, I'm going to feel like a dick. But also, he's rich as shit, so not really. But, like, my goodness. Time has not been good to him, man. Time has not been good to him. I was just looking at my pictures, and I saw the fucking, the deconstructed grilled cheese with the salad. Oh, my goodness. They said it was going to be catered also. One last thing by, like, Steven Starr, who's a restaurant guy. And it was bread, cheese, salad with dressing. That's all they got, man. These fuck... Ah. Just fucking watch it, please. Please, for the love of God, watch Fire. I didn't want to watch it at first, but man, am I glad I was bored this morning at 6 in the morning. And I was like, what the fuck can I do? Oh, okay, I'll watch it. Ah, it's glorious. It was glorious. I guess this is actually really the last thing I want to talk about. I was scrolling through my Facebook feed, and I saw this girl posted a picture of a DM that she got, and pretty much the only thing that I read on Facebook, just because I think it's a lot of bullshit and politics, and people try to be funny, and it's not funny, and then I say something funny, and people get mad at me. But the DMs that girls get on Facebook are always entertaining. This one says, "Hi, I just wanted to say you're absolutely the most gorgeous girl I've ever laid eyes on. And if I ever had the chance, I would give you anything and everything you ever wanted with a snap of a finger. And believe me, I definitely am capable of doing that. I'm a foreman on a natural gas pipeline. In on an average 40-hour work week, I bring home a little over $3,600, but I very seldom only work 40 hours. Like the week before Christmas, my check was $5,800 for a week. So when I say I would spoil the hell out of you, that's the God's honest truth. Now, that's a weird thing to fucking say to somebody out of the blue, first of all. Then I obviously read some of the comments. And an overwhelmingly amount of people were telling this girl to take that sugar daddy's offer. One even said, "I had a sugar daddy. I didn't let him touch me, but I sent him pictures of my tits." Now, I didn't realize that there was, it's almost like Tinder, but for it's a whole community of girls that are looking for sugar daddies. A whole community of girls that look for sugar daddies. That, let me rephrase that. A whole bunch of lazy fucking chicks want to find rich guys to pay them money for sex or hanging out. Basically, girls want to be escorts, but they don't want to say that they're escorts. Look, if you're looking for a sugar daddy and you're offended by what I'm saying right now, I don't care. Yeah, but, like, it's not even like that. It's not. I don't even touch him. I just talk to him. Hey, he's paying you money because he thinks he's gonna fuck you. He's stupid, so technically he's dumb. But you're also a whore. Now look, if I was a hot chick and I was single, I would probably do the same thing. Don't listen to me. But if you're on a sugar daddy app, sugar daddies are us. What you doing? Oh my goodness. Oh, the message that guy sent that girl, I was like, oh, that's really kind of fucked up. But then to find out that there's a whole community of these sluts trying to find dudes to pay them? For what? For what? Now, if I were to say, what are you going to do? Are you going to clean? People would be like, oh my God, you're so sexist. No, I'm saying if somebody's paying you, you should be doing something helpful for them other than just being a hot chick that they talk to. Like, God forbid that these girls have, like, real relationships. Could you imagine if you... Just... Oh. We live in a fucking weird time, man. So you want to tell me that if a guy goes out and pays a prostitute... That's illegal, but if she finds him on a sugar daddy website or app, that's cool? Are sugar daddies illegal? I should probably have known that by now before I started talking shit. But, like, look, and also, I don't care if your sugar daddy's a good looking guy. At the end of the day, he's paying you. For sex, or nudes, or whatever it is that you guys have, unless you're doing something actually for him, you're a slut. Oh man, this is gonna be my most hated on podcast. I already know it. Talking shit about all these fucking kids that got stranded in the Bahamas. Oh, you got stranded in the Bahamas. Oh, talking shit about Jack Nicholson, who, like, everybody loves. Oh, man. People are gonna hate me. I told you guys, hey, listen, I told you the beginning of 2019 that I was gonna give less fucks. So here it is. Here's my heart on a platter. Oh, man. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh, I just... Fucking sugar daddies, man. You know what? More power to the girls that are cool with having sugar daddies. More power to the guys that are willing... I guess, like, I might have went at this the wrong way now that I'm thinking about it. If you're a guy and you have enough money to pay a chick to be your... What, is that sugar dad? Is that a sugar baby? Or is that if a girl... whatever. You know what I'm saying. If you're the guy that's paying the girl, like, you have enough money, the fuck are you doing? You that desperate, bro? You that desperate? Could you, Dude, if one of my friends had enough money and they were like, hey, it's really just not it's not working for me, man. I think I might sign up for a fucking dating app. Be like, oh, cool. What are you going to do? You're gonna do Bumble, Tinder. What are you thinking? What's up? POF? I think that one's kind of for like older ladies, but what are you going to do, bro? You know, I think I might do the sugar daddy thing. Huh? Hey, man. You feeling all right, bro? Be like, what the fuck, you silly bitch? You want to do what? You want to pay a chick to hang out with you? What? What's she doing for you? You know, whatever she wants is cool with me because I'm like super progressive and I don't think a girl should have to do like have sex with me if I'm paying her. Huh? You don't think that's degrading enough that you're paying this chick to hang out with you? Oh shit, man. We live in a weird time. We really live in a weird time. Sugar daddies are normal. Jack Nicholson's getting blown away by a fucking rocket. And I don't know, man. We just live in a real weird time right now. I mean, I love it. I love the time we live in. It's probably the best time that we've ever lived in. But man, is it weird. It is fucking weird. But, like I said, it's probably the best time to ever be living. Now, in 20 years when the robots take over, it's not going to be so cool. But for right now, enjoy it. You know? Enjoy it. If you are a sugar daddy, dude, fucking be a sugar daddy. You want to do drugs? I'll support it. But fucking do it. We're all dying anyway. Go out on your own goddamn terms. Also, this is a little bit random, but I don't care. I think instead of shaking hands, we should just hug. I think I'll end it here. But, I don't know, man. This one kind of got off the rails. It got weird, didn't it? As most of the podcasts do. I would like to make more shirts, but I don't know if you guys want new shirts. But if you do, I can make some new shirts. They don't have to be like cult related either, even though it's a goddamn cult. They don't have to be cult related. I could just make some dope podcast tees. If you are interested, let me know. And yeah, we'll just end it here, guys. Until next time. You already know how we go out. Until next time, peace. I'm going ghost. Nobody knows. We in another league. You're not even close. Checking a Louis bag. X's and O's. We is not new to that. I'm making a toss. Yeah. I'm going ghost. Another league, yeah. You're not even close. Ay. Checking a Louis bag, X's and O's. Oh. We is not new to that. Nah. I'm making a toss. I'm, yeah. I'm going ghost. Yeah. I'm going ghost. I'm going ghost. I'm going ghost. Yeah. I'm going ghost. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, I ain't playing childish. It's time to keep it straight. Niggas stressing, now it's time to put these niggas into place. Mari pulled up. No second chances, unlucky, I'm keeping it eight. Rory, pull up, skirt. You pull up, they decline, I pull up, they open the gate. Yeah. Mixing a lean where I stir up and dough with a dose. Ay. Charlie, my angels is too fire. I'm keeping it low. Old money like I'm Dubai.
vibe, but it's new money like it's old. Ay, niggas be showing their true colors like Hue lights on the road. Scooby, I'm meddling. First draft pick, niggas is settling. Popping the veteran. Niggas Fugazi, then hand me the Benadryl. Young and I'm getting meals. Shout out Elias, he hand me the kettlebell. Funny, I LOL. Kick back, now I'm eating no edible. I'm going ghost. Nobody knows. We in another league. You not even close. Checking the Louis bag. X's and O's. We is not new to that. Ay, I'm making a toss. Skirt. I'm whooping a Range Rover. This shit a game to me. I play the game and it's finished. It's game over. Niggas go night-night. Out of my takeover. I got no patience. These niggas fell off and it's time for a makeover. Sauce on my Adidas. Stripes on my Adidas. Step in the booth and they wrap it up. Bag it up. Yellow, they wrap it up. Cocky and arrogant. I be the nigga that doesn't bring Adidas. Poppy, my bags got a caddy up. Sunning these niggas like Wadia. Hand me the bag. Hand me the guac. Cut, then I dash. Skirt. Nobody saw me while I'm going fast. Shoot. Mobbin' Maybach got the coupe. Zoot it. Fit on suited. Young and I rule it. I'm going ghost. Nobody knows. We in another league. You not even close. Checking a Louis bag.